Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
We are very lucky to have the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler on and to discuss.
He doesn't want to hear our nonsense.
He doesn't want to hear this nonsense. No. He's too busy running, being in the president's cabinet. Administrator Wheeler, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Big day yesterday. The president gave a speech in the White House East Room. You were there as well, of course, obviously. America's environmental progress. I want to say, first of all, I personally am very happy that you and the president have done so much to get rid of so many regulations that were holding businesses back. But give us a little insight, if you could, into some of the record and how it specifically affects Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, et cetera.
Sure. Well, first of all, as we announced yesterday, if you just look at the air, we have six criteria air pollutants. Those have been reduced 74% since 1970. And all six of the criteria air pollutants have dropped under President Trump's watch. On the water side, our water is cleaner than ever. We continue to make progress there. And we're moving forward to clean up some of the old industrial waste sites around the country under our Superfund program and our Brownfields program. In particular, on the Brownfields, we just announced our new Brownfields grants last month, $65 million in Brownfields to 149 communities across the country.
And can you explain a brownfield, what that means?
A brownfield is a former industrial site, usually in the inner city, that has been either abandoned or closed down for a number of years, and there's typically pollution or toxic chemicals or waste located on the site, and nobody wants to go in and clean that up and redevelop it because of the fear of having the environmental responsibility of cleaning up the site. You know, a third party does not want to come in and take over somebody else's waste. So we put out Brownfields grants, which helps communities clean up those sites and get them ready for redevelopment for other third parties to come in. And we awarded Philadelphia $300,000 to the Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority to assess several different cleanup sites there in Philadelphia to get those cleaned up for redevelopment.
Excellent. Good. Because then, obviously, then those could be places that could be turned into a business that will pay taxes and hire people, theoretically.
Exactly. It takes these old sites, and particularly in inner cities, where we need to have economic development, where the environmental conditions have hampered any kind of progress, and it allows those sites to be redeveloped, put back into productive use, create jobs, create a tax base, improve the community, and improve the environment all at the same time.
Administrator Wheeler, I also understand you focused a lot on the United States, Mexico, Canada trade agreement, and I understand that has a lot of environmental aspects to it as well.
Yes, that's actually the first trade agreement that has ever had the environmental provisions included in the agreement itself, and it's also the first time we've ever had strong language on marine plastic debris, which is something that we share with both Canada and Mexico. All three of the countries want to get that cleaned up. 60% of the plastic waste comes to us from Asian countries, six Asian countries, and it impacts the coastline for all three of the countries. So we have included trade language in the trade agreement to help get the ocean plastic debris cleaned up. And again, it's the first time we've ever included environmental provisions in a trade agreement.
I'm glad you're mentioning the fact that it is other countries in the world that are the primary polluters and the primary offenders, and that this stuff flows over to us and then we got to deal with it. So that's good that you're mentioning that point.
Yes, as I said, six Asian countries contribute 60% of the world plastic ocean debris. On that scale, we rank number 20. So our contribution is relatively small, particularly considering the size of our country. But what we need to do is address the problem at its source, those six countries, to really reduce and eliminate the plastic debris.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler's here. Yesterday, the president was discussing his environmental record. We're in Pennsylvania. I'm a big fan of the fact that the administration has reversed the Obama administration's war on coal. I think it's very important for Pennsylvania and, of course, a lot of other places around the country. It gets a bad rap. Environmentalists come out and scream and say that the air quality is terrible. What do you say about that?
You know, today's coal plant is not like the coal plant of the 1970s. Coal plants are 90 to 98% cleaner than they were in the 1970s. The important thing is that we allow the states and the utilities to decide what is the best fuel mix for their for the customers in their states. And another aspect that a lot of people forget is that if we don't develop the clean coal technologies here in the United States, they won't get developed anywhere else. China continues to build a new coal-fired power plant one per week, and they're using older technologies. What the Obama administration did in their 2015 proposal was basically freeze the development of any new clean coal technologies. What we need to do is we need to invest in cleaner technologies, and then we need to export not only our coal, good Pennsylvania coal, but we also need to export our cleaner coal technologies to developing countries such as China or India or Indonesia, so that they build coal-fired power plants that are state-of-the-art like we have here in the United States.
And if you allow the clean coal technology to be developed, it's only going to be developed if there's money behind it, i.e. people are making and selling coal. So that's a very important point.
Exactly. It is very important. But again, it's not the EPA's job to pick which type of fuel source we use. It's our job to have a level playing field where we have regulations that don't pick winners and losers. You know, the Obama administration really did declare war on coal. We have called a truce in that war, but we're wanting to make sure that, you know, the coal-powered plants of the future are cleaner and more energy efficient.
Natural gas, can you talk about that too, Administrator Wheeler, because that's also very important to Pennsylvania as well?
Absolutely. And on the natural gas side, since 2000, we have doubled our natural gas production in the United States. At the same time, the industry has reduced methane emissions 15%. So that's just incredible. If you just stop and think about it, a doubling of the source and a 15% reduction in the pollution at the same time. We're going to be coming out with new regulations later this summer where we're working with the industry to make sure that they continue to reduce methane, but we don't want to be prescriptive and tell industry you have to do X, Y, or Z. We want to make sure that they're hitting the targets and they're continuing to reduce their methane emissions. But natural gas is such an important economic boom to our country and Pennsylvania in particular. We don't want to do anything to jeopardize the jobs in Pennsylvania.
Good. Excellent. Well, it sounds great. It sounds really you've done a lot to change the direction of the EPA, which I think was truly totalitarian under the last administration. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Any other points you want to make before I let you go?
I just want to make sure that the American public understands that the air is cleaner today than it was in 1970, 74% cleaner. Most of the media do not report that. They gloss over and they try to make things sound that it's much worse today than it was in the past, and it's not. Our air quality is 74% cleaner, our drinking water safer, cleaner than ever. Americans have a lot to be proud of, and they've made a lot of progress. We have all made a lot of progress over the last 50 years.
Oh, before I let you go, can I start a petition to try to bring back DDT? Because I can't stand the mosquitoes.
Well, we know we have alternatives now for mosquitoes, and we certainly are. When we look at pesticides, we're much more comprehensive in the approach that we take in trying to determine whether or not to limit or ban certain pesticides.
All right, good. That's not a no. Thank you, Administrator Wheeler. I appreciate that. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, thanks for making time today for us in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.